This is Lindsay McCaw from the east side of Detroit. You are listening to WBFY LP 100.9, Belfast, Maine.
Hello, everyone. This is New Year's by the Radio, a production of your community radio station in substitution for New Year's by the Bay, a well-loved Belfast institution that has been canceled this year by the COVID. We're going to start off with a performance from the 2016-2017 New Year's by the Bay. Here's Rick Fitzsimmons introducing his group, the Belfast Bay Fiddlers.
I imagine some people, fiddlers, old fiddlers in Ireland around a campfire playing these tunes, drinking very, very, very strong moonshine. it's the vision that I have whenever I play these tunes. Anyway, the ballet does moonshines.
Thank you.
It's called the Wren. It's a andro, not an android. It's an andro. This is a special dance from Brittany. And we'll start off nice and slow and see them kick it into gear after. something that you may recognize, Golden Slippers in a tune called Red Wing, or you might know it as The Union Maid. So we'll start off with Golden Slippers. Known for a tune that everybody thought was traditional in the Civil War series on PBS called The Shokan Farewell. He wrote that in the 70s. It sounds beautiful. The Lover's Waltz was written primarily for his partner in life in Molly Mason. And it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous tune. Anyway, The Lover's Waltz.
In the future.
Huh?
Is it going to feature?
Oh, it's going to feature a few of us in the front row here. With some other people. what do I know? After that slow one, we did a fast one. A couple of French Canadian or French reels. Ready? Before we're done here. No, I'm kidding. We actually have 40. But anyway, we'll squeeze a few more in here. We've given short shrift to the southern part of the United States. There's a set of tunes. First tune is called Seneca Square Dance, also known as Waiting for the Federals. We might figure out where that's coming from. And then after that... Liza Jane, little Liza Jane. Okay. So, the question is, we've got really time for one more set. Do you want a slow one, or do you want a fast one? So everybody that wants a slow one, raise your hand. Everybody that wants a fast one, raise your hand. Oh. Okay, I guess we know what we should be doing. Okay, so here's another set. It's a set of marches, Bonaparte crossing the Rhine, which I have no idea what that means. Road to Boston and the March of St. Timothy.
But you don't
really
miss it.
It's Napoleon. But crossing the Rhine? What does that got to do with American music?
It was.
Okay, then. I guess that put me in my place, eh?
Thank you. What a great way to start off the new year here on WBFY, Belfast Community Radio, 100.9 FM on your radio dial. What a wonderful way. Thank you, Belfast Bay Fiddlers. Nice work. Stay tuned. This is Judy Erickson, WBFY, Belfast, Maine.
Shaking the ether at 100.9 megahertz, we are WBFY, Belfast Community Radio, coming to you from Belfast, Maine.
Support for Belfast Community Radio comes from our listeners and from United Farmers Market of Maine, an indoor farmers and artisan market, as well as event space, overlooking Belfast Bay at 18 Spring Street. Open year-round on Saturdays from 9 to 2. For more information, go to belfastmarket.com.
Hey, what do you think? This is Belfast Community Radio, WBFY. We broadcast for you. Get in touch by calling 338-2277, visiting belfastcommunityradio.org, or connecting on Facebook. This is all volunteer-run, so you can be part of it, too.
You're listening to New Year's by the Radio, produced by your community radio station in pale substitution for New Year's by the Bay. We just heard from the Belfast Bay Fiddlers, recorded at the Baptist Church, New Year's Eve, 2016-17. The Belfast Bay Fiddlers are led by Rick Fitzsimmons. Freddie Laporte and the late Lowell Rogers were the lead fiddlers. My name is Vic Treadwell. I made this recording, and oh, by the way, I was also the bass player in that group for that concert. We're going to hear some more cuts from the Belfast Bay Fiddlers recorded live at some of their other performances to fill up this hour. Thanks for tuning in, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
listening to New Year's by the Radio, brought to you by your community radio station. The Belfast Bay Fiddlers might be considered the unofficial town band of our fair city. Earlier in the hour, we heard their concert from New Year's by the Bay 2016-2017. And lately, we've been hearing cuts from a concert they gave in 2016 at the Sail Power and Steam Museum in Rockland. The tunes were Colored Aristocracy and Hubbub, Love Will You Marry Me, Going to the Art Show, Mr. and Mrs. McLean, featuring the fiddling of the late Lowell Rogers, and a tune called Walpole Cottage. We've got one more number from the Belfast Bay Fiddlers. It's called Pig Ankle Rag. Happy New Year, everyone.
This is Dr. Den from WBFYLP 100.9 in Belfast, Maine, your downtown groove.
This is New Year's by the Radio, a production of your community radio station, playing concerts from New Year's by the Bay in previous years. Next, we're going to hear from the Katahdin Valley Boys, a bluegrass band, and their appearance at the 2016-2017 New Year's by the Bay. Thanks for tuning in.
so everybody can hear us. Come on in, folks. All out a $20 bill would be right with you. We were getting ready to change the name of the band, and then Dan's joined us. We were going to change the name of the band to The Fog, the four old guys. And then Dan stepped in.
Well, and I'm learning a lot. You know, I always thought Catan was a mountain, but now I know it's a valley.
It is.
It's not only a life experience, it's a geography lesson. Let's do something about the weather.
Let me get that too.
Rest.
Belfast, Maine, New Year's by the Bay. Having a good time?
Yeah.
All right. We are the Catawba Valley Boys. We come from here and there, a couple other places, down by the coast, way up inland. We got everywhere from 24 to 2 inches of snow. So we're spread out quite a ways. I was the jackpot winner. I got the 2 inches of snow. So we'll let you know who we are real quick here. Over here on my right, your left, as you look at us up here, he plays the mandolin. He sings lead harmony vocals. He makes his home in Vienna, Maine. And he's the newest member of the Catawba Valley Boys, finishing off his first season with us. We're mighty proud to share the stage with him. That's Mr. Dan Simons. How about a big howdy welcome? Standing behind me, he plays the 5-speed banjo. He sings leading that tenor vocal, and I'll tell you, he's one of the finest natural tenors that you'll ever hear singing, and he plays that banjo as well as anybody else could possibly be. He hosts most of the band rehearsals at his house in Sydney, Maine. That's Mr. Jeff Folger. Mountain Boy, Jeff Folger. Over here on my left, that's your right, as you stand up here. He's a great guy, I'll tell you what. He makes his home over there in Athens, Maine, and he's a 2012 inductee into the Maine Country Music Hall of Fame. He was born to sing. He sings like a bird. He sings and plays that guitar. He's our harmony vocal coach, and he sings all the time. He walks around the house singing. Matter of fact, he's singing there last week, and he gets stuck on 3 songs. He was singing Green Green Grass of Home, Delilah, and What's New Pussycat, over and over and over. Green Green Grass of Home, What's New Pussycat, Delilah. Those 3 songs, over and over. His wife, Jane, says, Ken, are you stuck in a rut? You're a bluegrass musician. He says, I know. He says, but I'm singing Green Green Grass of Home, Delilah, and What's New Pussycat. She says, well, you got a physical coming up this week. Why don't you ask the doc about that? So Ken goes to the doc. He has his physical. And the doc says, Ken, you're looking pretty good for an 85-year-old man. He says, is there anything you want to talk to me about? He says, well, he says, you know, he says, I'm playing a band. He says, but he says, I'm walking around the house. I'm singing Green Green Grass of Home, Delilah, and What's New Pussycat over and over and over. Those 3 songs are stuck in my head. And the doc says, well, Ken, he says, you have Tom Jones syndrome. He says, Tom Jones syndrome. He says, I'd never heard of that. He says, is that a rare affliction? And the doc looks at him. He says, well, Ken, it's not unusual. True story.
He's got the better one coming up later.
Are you going to kick this next one off?
Oh, sure.
What telephone's lying in this way?
This is called...
No. Tell the folks who I am.
Oh,
oh. Ken Brooks, would you give him a big hand, please?
Thank you. Thank you. You hadn't gotten to that part yet.
No, I was working up to it.
Talked to all the way down the trash. But you forgot
the man who needs no introduction.
Yeah, right. The guy on the bass there, he gets, well, ordinarily he gets the prize for traveling the least because he lives in Round Pond. He's, if you know where Dan Lascotta is, just go further south until you almost run into the water, and there's Round Pond. Does a fine job on the bass, sings leading harmony vocals, and does all of our internet stuff, which is good for me since I'm not even online.
Yeah.
You think that's funny? Steve Bixby on the bass.
Thank you very much. Get an instrumental for you. It's called Cherokee Shuffle, and goes just like this. Thank you.
Hey, leave it all right, sir, on the gate, let them out and walk them boys. Cell number 29 in here to come along now, what are you going to give me for? 25 in the elevator now, 30, 35, there was a boy in Arkansas, but he wouldn't listen. She told him that he shouldn't go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, stay a little longer, and pretty soon get fine had to go along to the barn. He'd stay in the city, then pretty soon he'd be again to see how the afternoon comes around. He said, oh, my, it's true, and I don't learn that auction auctioneer can make my mark in being an auctioneer. 25 and a little bit, now 30 dollars, 30 with the game, 30 make it 30 dollars, 30 with the game, 30 you want to make it 30 dollars bid. 30 dollars bid, now 35 with the game, 30 dollars bid.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Well, I just have an announcement that these guys haven't even heard. I've been arrested recently. This will be my last gig. And I'll quickly tell you. I go to jail tomorrow, but I was hiking in a... The ankle bracelet has not been issued yet.
Really?
I was hiking in Acadia, and I was tracking a bear up there and tracking it into its little den where it was hibernating, but it was too warm. So anyway, it started chasing me, and I ran right to the ranger station expecting some sympathy, but they just handcuffed me, and they arrested me. And I said, well, why are you arresting me? And they said, well, it's illegal to run through the park with a bear behind.
That's a true story.
Listen here, buddy, this is a family show.
I didn't get eaten, so it all ends well. Anyway, how many of you have a camp up in Maine? Well, we're in Maine. There we go. Who's got a camp? There we go. Anyway, here's a story about a guy who built a camp by himself, and it got a little big and went a little wrong, and it's by a Canadian folk singer named Dave Hadfield. It's got a lot of words, so I'm going to use a cheat sheet right here. I'm not as good as Ken. Anyway, here we go.
For five decades longer than you have. So.
Anyway, here's Victor Built a Cabin. Thank you.
Thank you, you're a wonderful audience.
Thank you, Lord.
Young man should, built it with an axe and saw there in the woods, and every piece of hardware he carried in his pack. To him it was a palace, to others just a shack. And there were green trees and blue water, little sandy beach, and really who could ask for more? Then it seemed to him it wouldn't get much better. Soon that little cabin seemed to grow into its den. First there was a guest room, next there was a loft, next a bigger kitchen, and finally a dock. Next he built a boathouse and then improved the road, because that little laneway couldn't handle all the load of visitors each weekend, family by the score. He stayed in his new guest house and hollered out for more. Of the green trees and blue water, a little sandy beach, and really who could ask for more? There and then it seemed to him it wouldn't get much better than weekends in his perfect little cabin on the shore. EPA did not approve his sanitary plan. His septic field required 700 tons of sand. Winter time was chilly, so was spring and fall. So every building got some insulation in the walls. The workload was oppressive. He hired himself a man, and then a maid, and then a cook, and occasionally a band. And in the local village, they drank to him each night. Pledged his health and billed him twice for everything aside. Of the green trees and blue water, a little sandy beach, and really who could ask for more? There and then it seemed to him it wouldn't get much better than weekends in this perfect little cabin on the shore. You get the picture, never mind the satellite TV, the snow machine, the float plane, or the 8-wheel ATV. Victor, getting older, seemed to wonder what he'd done, and finally remembered back when all of this was fun. So Victor built a cabin, as every old man should. built it with an axe and saw on there in the woods. And every piece of hardware he carried in his pack, to him it was a palace, to others just a shack. And there were green trees and blue, blue water, a little sandy beach, and really who could ask for more? There and then it seemed to him it wouldn't get much better. Weekends in his perfect little cabin on the shore. Then weekends in his perfect little cabin on the shore.
Well, thanks very much.
That would make me cry.
That does make Nixby cry too.
You ready, boys?
You're not ready.
You want me to tell another joke? Is that what you want to know?
No, you've got your quota tonight, bud. But I like your material. The Catawba Valley Boys have a presence on Facebook, and you can check us out there. We're going to be at the Jennybrook Bluegrass Festival in June over there in the beautiful, thriving metropolis of Tunbridge, Vermont. We're going to be over in the Isle of Islesboro there sometime this summer, probably the middle of July, and we've got a bunch of open dates, so if any of you folks have a date that you'd like to hire a bluegrass band for, if you want us to play music, to do yard chores, stack firewood, mow your lawn, help put up your hay, anything like that a bluegrass band is typically good for, we are available, and we are at very reasonable rates. You ready to do another one? Wanna do a love song?
Let's do a love song.
All right, let's do a love song.
We're sad, pitiful guys, so we do sad, pitiful songs. And here's one of them.
Let it rip, boys. Tonight, when you lie lonely in your king-size bed, what an emptiness inside you can feel. Keyed up for you here in the key of B. For those of you folks playing along with the Roy Clark Big Note Songbook, that means clamp your capos on the fourth fret. Keep your spoons in your pockets.
I don't get to use one of those,
no?
By the way.
I don't get it either.
How many were here to see that gypsy jazz band that was here before us?
Yeah.
Those guys are good. Those chords that they play didn't come with this guitar. they weren't in the kit. Those chords.
We got an instrumental to do for you right now. It's called Rebecca. Do we have anybody out there in the audience named Rebecca? We want to send this one out to you. Yes, sir. This next one is for you. You ready?
No? All right, I got a quick one.
All
right,
go for it.
It's Christmas.
This is Luke, Darth Vader. Luke, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
How, Father?
I felt your presence.
You gotta be a Star Wars fan.
Is that a true story?
We wouldn't lie to you people.
Especially in church.
Well, we're getting ready to go to a festival. We're all riding McKenney's van, and Dan confessed. He says, I grew up my whole life in Maine. He says, but I've never ridden a horse. So we're riding along, and he says, you've never ridden a horse, Dan? He says, nope, never ridden a horse. So we look out over this wide open expanse and see this beautiful Palomino pony with beautiful tack on, saddle, and nice stirrups and tack and everything, and all that brass work on it. Dan, there's your opportunity ride. So Dan jumps up on that horse, and I'll tell you, he got a big smile on his face, and pretty soon that horse took off and started off in a gallop. Dan's going along, big smile on his face, he's having a good old time. But that strap that holds the saddle onto the horse, what do they call that?
Strap.
Strap. Loosened up. And the saddle started to twist on that horse. And the next thing we know, Dan's got his feet muffled right around that horse, his ankles locked together, and he's right out perpendicular from the side of that horse, galloping along. We're starting to get a little concerned because we don't know we're going to get a mandolin player on our way to this festival. So we know we had to save him. So we did the best thing that we could do, is we went inside the Walmart to the manager's office and had him come out and unplug that horse. That's a true story. Okay, sir, this one's for you. It's called Rebecca.
I think I just heard the outhouse door close, and it's almost time for us to go. There's another band coming on, I bet.
Yes, Mr. Mean.
Mr. Mean.
They're going to play some more of those chords that aren't on my guitar.
Yes, they are. So
if you didn't hear all those chords in that last set, you'll probably hear them in this next one.
I might have to change the strings on this thing.
That was in tune when you bought it, wasn't it?
It was. Bought it at the yard sale on the way down here today. $15 banjo.
Yeah.
Actually, this banjo was made right here in the state of Maine. There's a gentleman down in down near Topsom, Maine. Been making banjos for 40-something years. And this one here ended up... Name's Jimmy Cox, by the way. And he made this one here, and he didn't like the way it came out, so he threw it in the junk pile. And another fellow went down and went through his junk pile and said, I think I can make a banjo out of that one. So his name is Bob French. He's recently passed away, but he made about 10 of these banjos before he passed away, and I was fortunate enough to get my hands on this one here. So it's called a Fox Banjo. So they took the C out, put an F in there. So at any rate, let's play a tune. Here's the song entitled. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Both gentlemen, the
bankers,
is a Hall of Fame. Both gentlemen.
Both of those gentlemen are in the main country music Hall of Fame. Yes.
Bob French and Jimmy Cox.
Yeah, Jimmy Cox and Bob French both.
Quite a lot of bluegrass players in the main country music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but you made it in alive.
Well, let's go.
So far. Let's do your love is like a flower.
Jimmy and Bob did too. They were alive when they were done.
Steve and I remember listening to Ken when we was just little kids.
It's probably true. My first painting gig was in 1965. You guys were kind of young.
I was pretty young back in the day. Yeah. What was I going to play?
Well, your love was like a flower.
There we go. Yeah.
again at 11 o'clock. Finish off New Year's Eve Belfast by the Bay at the First Baptist Church here. We're mighty happy to be here tonight. We're mighty happy that you spent a bit of your evening with us here. And again, anybody seeing Catan Valley Boys for the first time? All right, great. Well, welcome to the family. The dues are cheap, but you get a hold of us, we'll let you know what they are. All right, we got a big old number for you here to finish off with this set here. We hope you like it. Here's Ken Brooks for you right now. He's going to sing the Mule Skinner Blues.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to you.
Back there in a little. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, this is Nick Seeger. You're listening to WBFY 100.9 FM, Belfast Radio.
Hello, I'm Walden, mad scientist, YouTuber, and DJ. Be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock on Friday to listen to WBFY Youth Radio.
Help support the Maine Community Foundation's Waldo County Fund, a resource for donors and nonprofits since 1990. Learn more at mainecf.org.
You're listening to New Year's by the Radio. We just heard a concert by the Katahdin Valley Boys, recorded New Year's 2016-2017. And now for something completely different, we're going to fill out this hour with a band called Janai Sound, recorded live at the All Roads Musical Music Festival of 2018.
When I moved to Maine, my husband, who's right there, I love you.
This was the first event he brought me to, and we saw a coworker of his play in this venue, and we were sitting in one of the pews. I don't know which one, not in Lion Church, but we were praying that maybe next year I'd be here, and I've been so blessed to literally be in the same room, and I'm so excited to sing for you. Thank you for being here.